Morning, everybody. I bet you can now. Yeah, good to see everybody this morning. Look to your neighbor next to you and say, Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of you. This is really one of the most wonderful times of the year, and we're going to have something special every Sunday for you, so I'm glad that you're here this morning. We had a little gift for some of you. Some of you are actually wearing it now. If you want to, you can just put your cap on. It's okay. Yeah, you look good. Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. This morning, I want to talk to you just a little bit about gift giving and gift receiving, because that's really what we talk about during Christmas, isn't it? Gift giving and gift receiving. And this morning, what I'm going to use are some clips, some video clips from some of the famous Christmas movies that all of us are at least, or most of us should be familiar with, and really talk about what the Word says about gift giving and gift receiving. Because not only are we going to have the opportunity this Christmas to open up gifts that are received from other people, people that love us, giving us gifts, but we also have the opportunity to open those gifts that God has given us already. And so that's what we want to talk about today. And so I want to begin this morning with the first gift. And we have Leah Rowland, the elf, who's going to help us out today. Okay, Leah, show us present number one. Ready? Give Leah a big hand. She looks good, doesn't she? Present number one, we want to open the Word of God. We want to open the Word of God, which is a gift to us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." You know, there's a big difference. A child is born. A child was born. So Mary gave us a child, but God gave us a son. And so unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Bible says of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. And from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And so this is what we're celebrating this Christmas, right? We're celebrating a child that is born into this world, a son that is given to mankind, a son who's the Savior of the world, a son who will take away all the sins of the people. And so I want to show you this first movie clip from the Nativity story. Any of you saw that? Take a look here as Gabriel visits Mary. Homeless 15-year-old.
Is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Come, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus.
How can this be, since I've been with no man?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power from the Most High will overshadow you. And the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God.
Son of God?
Mary, even your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age. For nothing said by God can be impossible.
Let it be done to me according to your word.
Love. I clip, don't you? I mean, let it be unto me according to your word. I think, you know, all of us should have the same attitude as Mary has had. And, you know, the greatest gift the world has ever known was the gift of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world. And the most famous of all the biblical accounts of the birth of Jesus comes from Luke chapter 2. And so what I want to encourage you to do this Christmas is, number one, read the birth account of Jesus in Luke chapter 2. Become familiar with it. Kind of meditate on it. Think about it. This is a great time to do this. I mean, we still have 23 shopping days until Christmas, so you got time to think about it, right? You got time to meditate on it. And here's another thought. Why don't you start a new tradition this year? Why don't you start a tradition of reading the Christmas story every Christmas? You know, for some of you, you know, you'll be joining your larger families, and so they may not get into it that much. Well, but gather the kids up, read them the story to it. Ask for permission if you need to read it before you have dinner or Christmas lunch or whatever it is that you do. But hey, start a new tradition. And the first gift that you can always open on Christmas is the Word of God. Open up that present. It's a gift to us. Open up that present, okay? Amen. The second thing you can give is you can open your, and here comes Leah the elf, to show us that God has given us mouth. Great job. Hey, you need to give me a high five on that one. That was very good. Excellent. 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 Take a look at this from A Christmas Story. Now look, of all the clips, this is the only PG clip, okay? So if you've got anybody close to you that you wouldn't want them to see PG clip, then just cover theirs. Here we go.
You're full of beans, and so's your old man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Says who?
Says me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
I double dare you.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's cause you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Like double dog dare ya!
Now it was serious. A double dog dare. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare ya!
Schwartz created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right, all right.
Come on, Karen. Well, go on, smartass, and do it.
I'm going.
Flick's spine stiffened, his lips curled in a defiant sneer. There was no going back now.
This is nuts.
Now, when we talk about open the present of your mouth, that's not exactly what I had in mind. Here's another way of looking at it. Take a look at this one.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through?
Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world.
Please stop talking to me.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
Best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Well, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, but I just choose not to sing, especially in front of other people.
Well, if you sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Wait. I'm singing. I'm in a store, and I'm singing. I'm in a store, and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys. See?
Open your mouth to share your love and your story with people that you love and care about. So not only do we want to open the Word of God, but we also want to talk to people. We want to talk to people about the love that we have for Christ, what Jesus has done in our life, what Christmas means to us. And so we want to open our mouth and share with people that we love, we care about. Share a kind word with them. Share a prophetic word with them. Share a prayer with them. Share a word of encouragement with them. Don't be afraid to open up your mouth. I was listening yesterday, you know, with the passing of our 41st president, George H.W. Bush. I was listening yesterday to some of the comments and some of the old interviews that he'd had. Amazing things that he said and did while he was here. But one of the things that he talked about was his regrets. And one of his biggest regrets was, he said, you know, Abraham Lincoln said it's impossible to be a president of the United States and not seek the Lord on your knees. And he said, you know, that was true. He said, many, many times I would get on my knees and I'd pray. Many, many times Barbara and I would pray on our knees, you know, just asking God for wisdom, asking God for guidance. And one of the things I regret that I never really conveyed that verbally to the American people. I never really talked about that with the American people. I never talked about faith with them. And I guess he said, you know, I guess it's because I was Episcopal. But he said, I regret that now. I regret that I never talked about faith with my country. And so I want to encourage you not to live with that regret. Talk about your faith. Talk about, open your mouth and talk about, you know, what Jesus means to you and what this time of year means to you. And share a word of encouragement. Share a word of life with someone. Because that's really, really what it'll come down to, what people will remember. One resolve that I have, and I hope that you have it too, is that you're not going to let a good thought towards someone go unspoken. Make that resolve. You know how we had sometimes have those great thoughts towards people. You know, I really love this person, and we think that, or I really appreciate this person, or I really so appreciate this other person. We have those thoughts towards people. Make this resolve that you won't let one good thought go unspoken, that you'll speak it to them, that you'll share it with them, and you'll open up your heart and talk to them. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, preach the word, that we should be in season and out of season. We should be ready, ready to share, ready to share. And so today is December the 2nd. Get yourself ready to share with others. Ephesians 5, verse 19 says, do not be drunk with wine. Hello? Don't be drunk with wine. The Bible says, which is dissipation. I thought, well, what is dissipation? It means it's a waste. A waste of your time, a waste of your resources, a waste of your life. So don't be drunk with wine because it's a waste. But be filled with the Spirit. Then he says this, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And giving thanks always for all things to God. And so the second present that you can open is you can open your mouth and share the life of God with others. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Okay, the elf is coming to show us the third present. The third present we want to open. Open our homes. Open our homes. Open our homes. Take a look at this clip from Christmas Vacation.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Merry
Folks, folks, Merry Christmas.
Look at how big you got.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Mom.
Knock on the door.
Hey, you know, they took a pint of fluid out of my lower back.
You see this mole? This mole, my neck? You think it's changing color?
No. Well, you keep touching it, it's getting redder.
I got hemorrhoids. Can you believe that?
Oh, Mother.
Isn't that terrible?
You're not getting the garage space.
You did my automobile. I'm doing the parking. Russ, you want to help me?
They're not sleeping in my room. I want to go crazy.
So there, sweetheart.
Your grandma Nora's got a real painful burr on my heel. And if you rub it for me, I'll give you a whole quarter.
Okay? A quarter.
And I'll give Audrey a quarter, too, Audrey.
I'm going to park my car in the garage.
My car. I'm going to park the car.
This is what Christmas is all about. Ella, park the cars and check the luggage, and I'll be outside for the season.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does this remind you of your Christmas reality? I mean, does it remind you of the weird uncles and aunts that you have? I mean, the weird brothers and sisters, the weird friends of the family that come over? Or does this also remind you of your greatest fear, having your cheeks tweaked and et cetera? Or perhaps it's your greatest joy to hear those doorbells. At any rate, whatever the case, of all the peoples of the world, we should be the most hospitable. We should be the most hospitable, invite people into our worlds. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that they broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. It's hard to find a holier, more sacred moment than having a meal with someone. You know, we do it because we do it every day. We eat somewhere, somehow, you know, but just having people over, having people into your home and eating a meal with them is a really holy kind of thing, right? And so I want to encourage you this holiday season to open your home to people. You know, so many people, you know, feel like, well, gosh, I don't have the right dishes, or I don't have the right placemats or the right napkins or the right candle holders. That's not hospitality. Hospitality is that you open your door and you share whatever it is you have with people. You don't share with it what it is you wish you had, but you share whatever it is you have. And I tell you, some of the most holiest and greatest Christmas meals I had was leftover ham and turkey sandwiches, right? Yeah, and just on a paper plate with a glass of milk. I mean, it's just awesome. And so open your homes, open your house, because the Bible says that as they broke their bread from house to house, they had gladness in their hearts, simplicity in their hearts, and praising God, and gave them favor with people. The Bible also says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. And so this is the time in our life to remember that Jesus was born to an unmarried couple who were homeless. And so just remember that, hey, this is a time to show hospitality to strangers as well. And so we've talked about opening the Word of God. We've talked about opening our mouth. We've talked about opening the present of our home. Elf Leah, you ready?
Yep.
What's the next present we want to open? Here we go. Open your wallet. Open your wallet. Hey, lock the back door. Don't let anybody out. Open your wallet. Take a look here at the Grinch. Ready?
Hurry up, Cratchit. Trust these fools to close before a man can finish his day's business. Cratchit! Every sneeze is a penny lost.
Scrooge.
Get rid of that cold.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge. Sorry, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, sir. Every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Cratchit.
Yes, sir.
You'll want tomorrow off, I suppose.
Well, if it's quite convenient, sir.
It is not convenient.
Yes, sir.
Waste of my time, sir.
Yes, sir. A proposal for Mr. Scrooge.
The price is too high, sir. I am not made of money.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Scrooge.
Would Mr. Scrooge sign here, please?
Mr. Scrooge, excuse me. May I speak with you for a moment, sir?
Speak swiftly, sir. Exchange is closing early.
Mr. Scrooge, my wife has died. I need to pay her funeral expenses, and I...
Mr. Smythe?
Sir, I need more time to pay you.
Am I a charity? Am I the state? Your mortgage is due on the 25th of the month. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Beadle!
Please, sir, what about my children?
Scrooge says pay, sir!
Christmas Day, sir?
You'll learn soon enough, child, that Christmas is a humbug.
Now, here's the reality. Don't be a Scrooge, right? Don't be a Scrooge. Don't let a season of joy become a season of greed. And so none of us want to be a Scrooge. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, most famous verse in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And let's all remember that this is a season for us to give. You know, it's better to give than it is to receive, right? And so that's what the Bible says, that Jesus loved God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever should believe upon him would have life and have it everlasting. Let's take a look at a clip from the wonderful, A Wonderful Life, and see how joyful giving can be.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money. Didn't ask any questions. Just said, George in trouble. Help me.
What is this? Like
it spread like fire.
Another run on the bank?
Here, George. Merry Christmas.
Now, don't push. There we are. The line farms on the right. The line farms on the right.
Come in, George.
I wouldn't have a roof over my head if it wasn't for you, George.
Just a minute. Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
Now get this. It's from London.
Oh.
Mr. Gower cabled you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
Peace on earth and mercy mild.
that the fool flew all the way up here in a blizzard.
Harry, how about your banquet in New York?
Oh, I left right in the middle of it, as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie, a toast. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.
Yeah, look at the joy of opening your wallet, right? And the joy of giving to others and the joy of meeting others' needs and how exciting that is. I still get choked up whenever they say, you're the richest man in town. I always cry at that one. And so we want to be generous in this holiday season, not be greedy. And finally, Leah the Elf, if you're ready, open number five. Number five. Here we go. Here we go. Good. We want to open your heart. Open your heart. Give Leah a hand. Didn't she do a great job? Take a look at how the Grinch stole Christmas as he grows a heart.
He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came.
Somehow or other, it just the same.
Mr. Grinch!
And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Then, well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
How the Grinch stole Christmas. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think that you know it all. Philippians chapter 2 says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others, but be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. And I think one of the most important things to remember is just a simple four-letter word. The Bible says in Matthew 22, verse 39, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And yeah, that's really what it's all about, loving our neighbor as ourselves. Would you take a look at this final scene from A Christmas Carol?
Ebenezer Scrooge was better than his word. He became as good a friend, as good a master, as good a man as the old city knew. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. It was said of Ebenezer Scrooge that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us. Everyone.
I love that part where it says Ebenezer Scrooge learned to do Christmas well. And so my hope, my prayer is that we would keep Christmas well. Amen? Yeah, that we would open the presence that God has given us. We would open the Word of God. We'd open our mouths. We'd open our homes. We'd open our wallets. And we'd open our hearts. I love that last little thought from Tiny Tim. God bless us, everyone. Amen? Amen. So, hey, you may want to start watching a Christmas movie as a tradition at your house. We have that at our house. And really, give it an opportunity to talk to others really about what Jesus means to you. Yeah, this is a great season. Let's keep it well. Amen? Amen? Let's all stand together. Christmas at the movies. Let there be light. Next week we have something really, I think Ben did an awesome job really talking about it. But we've got this whole system here that we sort of ride like a bicycle when it's really a Ferrari. And so next week, you're going to get to see that in addition to the word that I preach and share. So come ready. Bring somebody. It's really, really, really pretty impressive. And so I'm glad that you're here today. I want you to start thinking about this season. Start getting it in the right perspective. It's really about Jesus. It's really about being hospitable, caring, and loving to others. It's really about opening your heart, opening the Word of God, opening your mouth, opening your home, and giving. Not just thinking about receiving, but about giving. Amen? Amen? Amen. Everybody has something to give. Maybe your wallet's a little thin. You got your life to give. You got your heart to give. You got your words to give. Give it. Give it, because this is a season for giving. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity we've had today, Lord, just to lightheartedly look at the gifts that you've given us. Lord, you've given us, Father, your word. You've given us, Lord, a mouth, a home, a heart, and a wallet. Help us to give out of each one of them this season. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. I'll see you next Sunday.